And we welcome into the studio this morning from the city of Sioux Falls, Mark Cotter. Hi, Mark. Good to
Hello.
See you.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. It's good to have you here. I'm sure you've been busy over the last 24 hours or so. And what are still some of the concerns for Sioux Falls residents right now?
Well, right now, we're still with the amount of saturation that's in the soil. We know that we've got customers that not only... we're trying to manage their wastewater flows, but they've got situations where, you know, they may have not had their sump pump run for the last two, three. I had a customer call yesterday. It's never ran in 7 years, and it started to run yesterday. And so one of the things that we want to be sure of is that if those sump pumps run, to make sure that they're being expelled outside the house, either onto your lawn or into a collection system. One thing we don't want to happen is for them to be discharged down your floor drains. All that's connected to the wastewater system. And ultimately, it doesn't take very many sump pumps running to overload the sewer main that's on your street.
And we were thinking about that last night as we were pumping water from a basement. We were pouring it down the drain. We're thinking, oh no, the whole city is going to be doing the same thing and things are going to get ugly.
That's right. You think about 50,000 customers doing that, that really quickly can overload the system. And so all the little steps the customers can take really helps us out. We're starting to get caught up. We'd still like people to limit their water usage today. And that means, you know, if you can delay washing your clothes till this weekend, take shorter showers, things of that nature, all those steps go a long ways to just reserving space in the wastewater pipes.
How long do you think until things will be back to normal?
You know, truly, it looks like the forecast will start to improve. We can catch up fairly quickly with a day, 2 days, 3 days of sun. You know, even the improving weather this morning helps us a great deal. But right now the ground is so saturated. You know, we've seen instances yesterday where water was pouring into some of our customers' window wells. You know, we hope that some of those impact storms are behind us because we know that they're dealing with a lot of things. But ultimately, we just want to try to get caught up, get some sunny days, and then we'll get back to normal.
Aside from the things that you already told us about, are there any other things that residents can do to keep from straining the system?
Well, sump pump water is key. If you've got water coming in through, say, your basement walls, if you can manage that with a shop vac and then pour that outside, that's key. And again, just probably at least through today, again, limiting your water use will go a long ways for us.
Sounds good. Will do.
All right. People could get more information, I guess, on the city's website, right?
Yes. And at any time, you can call Public Works at 367-8600. We had a number of calls yesterday when the high flows were flowing down the streets. We had some storm sewer manhole castings being lifted off. If they see those things, just call us. We'll get them reset and ultimately get traffic restored.
Well, thank you for all your hard work over the past few hours, and we sure hope it improves.
You're welcome.
Yeah, 367-8600 for Public Works. Mark Cotter, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. Okay, 7:41. Journey is on the way in just a couple on 101.9.
Kello FM.